How's your offseason going?
Good, man. I'm really glad to be back here. Seems like everyone's working hard. I'm excited about it.
What have you been your impressions of the way this week has started off since your first one?
Man, we're jumping right into it. High energy, difficult runs, difficult lifts, getting right after it.
Nate, based on how you played last year and with the future of Matt Light being uncertain, do you think you'll have a bigger role on the team this year?
I don't know what my role is going to be. Right now, my mindset is to get better. There's a lot I have to improve on, and that's what I'm going to work on right now and focus on.
What were your specific goals for the offseason?
Goals? I'd like to get bigger, stronger, maybe taller. No. understand the playbook better. Going into my second year, I want to be continue to progress and get better.
Can you compare where you were at this point last year to where you are now, both mentally and physically?
Yeah.
Has it been completely different?
Well, it's much different. I mean, this time last year, I didn't know where I was going to be. I didn't know how to train. I'd never played a single snap in an NFL game. I didn't know who any of my teammates were going to be. So now there's some things that are kind of answered, and I can kind of focus my energies on some of the things I need to improve.
Does that give you a lot more confidence, just knowing what the pro game's all about and where you are and what's expected of you?
Well, it's certainly nice to be able to focus. Where before it was a broad range of things that I had to prepare for, now I know there's select things. I think it helps your confidence, but I think that your confidence is really going to be built up in camp and playing well. So now I'm just building towards that.
With the draft coming up, Nate, what are your draft day memories from last year and the whole process?
That's an exciting time. I was at home, I remember, and had all my family there. Like I said, I didn't know where I was going to end up. I kept my mind off of what the TV was saying, so I just kind of hoped that I ended up in a good program, and I was lucky enough to end up here.
Do you remember having to answer a bunch of hunting questions from us?
Yeah. What was the biggest thing you shot or something? Someone said that. Which is funny.
Nate, are you surprised at how quickly the year went? Does it seem long or short? Was it what you expected?
Looking back, it flew by, but I think when you're in the middle of it, you're kind of swimming to stay afloat a little bit at times. So,
what's Matt meant for your, in terms of your overall professional development?
Matt's been great. He helps me. He helps me to continue to develop. He knows a lot about the game. He's got a ton of experience, so it's been really good having him here.
How much attention are you going to pay to this year's draft?
That's hard to say. I'll watch some of it, but I have no control over it. So I'm a spectator now. You know what I'm saying? So
when you came here last year, I remember they were saying they were hoping you would still add weight. Have you gained much in the last year?
I've been trying to gain weight since I was a freshman in college. So I can tell you that's kind of a struggle for me. So I continue to try to gain weight.
Are they saying they'd like more on?
You know, I don't need a ton more, but for my personal development, I think that would help me.
What kind of advice would you give someone who's drafted next week by the Patriots? What would you tell them?
It's going to be coming in here prepared, coming in here with a humble mindset, coming in here being a team player, being ready to work hard.
Nate, how much do you weigh right now, and where would you like to be?
I'm somewhere around 310. I could see myself being 320, 330.
When you say it's a struggle to gain weight, is it the right kind of weight that you need to gain, and that's the challenge?
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to gain a lot of weight that's not going to help you play football.
Yeah.
So when I say it's hard for me to gain weight, it's hard because it takes a lot in the weight room. You got to be lifting hard because you want to gain muscle and you want to stay fast, you want to stay flexible, and those sort of things too.
Are there other parts of the weight gaining regimen, I guess, that maybe we don't see? What are some other things that you try to do to gain the positive type of weight?
I think a lot of it comes down to your diet, how you're eating, and I'm just eating, four or five meals a day, protein shakes in between, so that's kind of what goes into it. Yeah.
Kind of how that process kind of sped along and what that was like. Because was it a surprise to kind of get to see them so soon?
Right before the draft, so late, yeah. I guess I wouldn't surprise because people said be prepared for anything. So I was kind of prepared for odd things like that. And, you know, I remember that meeting, and I thought he was an exceptional coach. And when they drafted me, I after making that connection, I was just extremely excited about it.
A key sense of determination to get back to the Super Bowl, considering how things ended last year?
You know, I think it's a building process. You never know who the team's going to be at this point, so it's putting all the parts together and me doing my part, building, you know, getting better. I think, you know, that's a goal, but, you know, we're a long ways away, I guess.
Have you watched the game?
Yeah.
I know Gerard talked yesterday about, or a couple days ago, about watching it, just kind of watching it just, you know, to pick up on tendencies and stuff like that. Other guys have talked about not wanting to go back and watch it. Why'd you go back and watch it?
Yeah. Well, for me, there was a lot of emotions in that game. It was a, you know, very high-energy game. And not to get caught up too much on it because it's in the past. But it was good to go back and just, as you would any game, and evaluate it objectively. What you did good, what you did bad, what you can improve on.
Not to go back, when they come a couple of days before the draft, are you thinking, what could I possibly tell you that you don't already know about me?
Sorry?
When Dante comes to visit you a couple of days before the draft, is it like, what could I possibly tell you that you don't possibly know about
me? Well, I'd never met him before, so I think that was good to meet him. I'm sure he knew a lot about me, but it's always better to meet someone in person, in my opinion, so.
Nate, does it feel a lot more natural this year to be here with your teammates? And the OTAs are coming up, the rookie minicamp schedule's been announced. It's complete opposite of last year, so does it feel a lot more natural?
Yeah, it's completely different than last year. I remember coming into camp, I didn't know which direction the field was. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know where the locker room was. I didn't know anything. So just to have those things under my belt is nice, you know.
What do you think about the way the Bills have kind of improved along the edge there?
Yeah. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of stiff competition, including the Bills, this year. So it's a lot of hard work to get prepared for that, definitely.
Were you paying close attention when the schedule was unveiled?
Yeah, you know, not too close attention. But I've seen it, yeah. So.
Are the guys treating you any differently, Nate? As someone who really belongs and really established himself last season as opposed to being a rookie this time last year?
Yeah. There was at times a little bit that you're the new guy. I'm still the new guy. I don't have the experience. But I feel like I have some respect of some of the guys, and we've had some tough games together and been a part of that with them. So, it's going to be a different set of guys this year in places. So, you know, it's just building that camaraderie again, I guess.
Are you looking forward to getting a new crop of rookies in here? So maybe you're older than somebody, or maybe you're not treated like a rookie anymore?
Yeah. When they come in, it's our job to kind of bring them into the system and kind of, for me, what little I have learned helped them learn that same thing, you know, like where the field is.
I know last year, I think Logan Mankins called you after the draft to kind of welcome you in and kind of walk you through the process. Do you have any plans? I mean, if they take an offensive lineman or two, would you take that same approach and kind of be proactive?
I definitely see Logan as a great leader, and that did mean a lot to me. I'll do what's appropriate. I don't know exactly if that's my duty on this team, but whatever's my role, I'll definitely play it.